Carol, how are you?
Oh, Tony, you're making me blush. Your listeners can't see that, but I'm blushing all over the place. Well, that's all I want you to know.
Well, I'm buttering you up because, as you know, it's slim pickings as far as what I'm going to pay you for your efforts today.
Just talking with you is great. How are you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing very well. As a matter of fact, I'm stacking up on coffee because I know I owe you about 10,000 cups.
I look forward to that.
Now, what are you still doing in Michigan? I'm surprised you're not away on spring break in Arizona or someplace warm.
You know, I'm thinking, in my mind, that's where I am. I'm down in Florida, Arizona, someplace like that. Someplace where it's warm and sunny, not this weather Armageddon we're dealing with here. My God, it was snowing and rain yesterday, thunderstorms, tornadoes. I mean, what's next, a hurricane in Michigan? I don't know.
Well, we have a menagerie of topics to talk about. Let's talk about yesterday's column in the Detroit Free Press that Carol wrote, and it's titled, Young Michigan Leaders Flex Creative Muscles. And I thought this was important, not so much because they're young leaders, but because they're young professionals or professionals to be, Carol, who may be setting their roots in the state of Michigan. And as you know, we need young educated workers staying in Michigan, building families so we can have our state grow.
Every single listener right now, Tony, who is listening in our conversation is shaking their head in agreement, yes. Over half of college degrees, young folks getting their college degrees leave the state, and it's not because they necessarily want to. It's where the jobs are. The state has been in an economic tailspin, and the worst economy, most impacted over the last 10 years than any other. We know that. And so you have young folks like Rick DeVos up in Grand Rapids, who has been doing his art prize the last 3 years. Again, I've talked with him, written about it. It was in my column against Sunday. The genesis for this was how to make the state a place that one hopefully has a few more jobs, but makes it cool and a place people want to be. And then a few newcomers. Rob Bliss, who's also up in Grand Rapids, 22-year-old music student, he's sort of like a P.T. Barnum, if you will, of the state with these kind of eclectic, kind of crazy, interesting events to get young people talking. Anyways, he wants to shoot the world's largest lip sync video. It's kind of a payback to Newsweek magazine, which painted Grand Rapids as one of the 10 dying cities in the country. Detroit and Flint, by the way, were also on that same list. So he's taping this thing on May 15th, going to have people coming out and shooting this thing. And then there's Matt Clayson in Detroit. There's a big art conference. It's an art economic development conference, and getting creativity and innovation, how you bring that all together and helping Rust Belt cities like Detroit and Flint. It's actually a national conference, but it happens to be taking place in Detroit.
And I expect we'll hear a lot more of these stories as we get into the spring and summer. There are a lot of efforts and a lot of money being poured in to resources. We've been talking about here on the program, Carol, about there are high-tech jobs. There are engineering jobs. There are all types of jobs here that people don't know about or they're not trained for. And the training for those jobs is here in the state, as well as the physical jobs themselves.
Yeah, in fact, I had a conversation with Mike Finney. He's the former leader of Spark in Ann Arbor, the Economic Development Agency, and now taking the game to the statewide level. He's the CEO of Michigan Economic Development Corporation. I had him on Michigan Matters that aired this weekend, and we talked about this, and he sees life sciences and medical jobs as a huge area, and we talked about that. In fact, he's going to Boston tomorrow, I believe, or sometime this week for a life science corridor kind of conversation. MEDC will be there waving the flag on behalf of the state. But again, getting people trained for these jobs is huge. I did a television special for CBS called A Prescription for Michigan, and in that talked about the jobs, the need for more medical trained jobs. And even I remember at Henry Ford Community College, they were running this new nursing program. They practically begged me not to make mention of it because they had so many people applying. They had like 30 slots and like 600 people applying to get in for them. So there's a lot more to be done here, better training for some of these jobs, and kind of I think the education community, the political leadership, business community, it's trying to figure out how to get people better positioned and better trained for some of these new jobs.
As many folks have heard, President Barack Obama, via his website, formally announced his candidacy to run for president again. And Carol texted me this morning. We could talk about this, too, because Detroit will become Obama's new best friend. Elaborate on that, Carol.
Well, everyone recalls what happened in 2008. The Democrats kind of botched up the primary and kind of made Michigan into a toothless tiger. Historically, it's been one of the 17 swing states. Because of the fact that with the electoral votes that we currently have, that's going to change under redistricting, but currently the fact that Michigan and Detroit has always been paramount in presidential politics, well, because of that, because of the economic situation that's gone on here, Obama has not been to the state, or at least to the Detroit area, very often. When he's come here, he's tend to go on to the west side or outside of Detroit, not so much in Detroit specific, but hopefully the Democrats and the Republicans this time don't kind of screw up the primary system here so Michigan again reigns. Michigan always has been a place where Obama and anyone else running for office, you have to be seen and heard here. And so we'll be seeing a lot more of Obama as well as Mitt Romney, who everybody knows is from Michigan. We'll be seeing Mitch Daniels. We'll be seeing, who knows, Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann. And who knows, maybe even Hillary might get in this, which there's some chatter out there about.
And Carol, before we let you go, give us the latest on what's going on down in Detroit. The census news wasn't good. Mayor Dave Bing has been making a lot of efforts to tear down a lot of dilapidated buildings. I know the school district is trying to make some changes down there, but Robert Bob is facing resistance from the Board of Education. Give us the scoop in a nutshell of what's going on in Detroit.
Well, it was really depressingly low numbers for the city of Detroit, a 100-year low. In fact, Macomb County, I had Mark Hackle on the show on this past weekend as well. He's the Macomb County executive, said they now have more people in Macomb than they do in the city of Detroit. Detroit's prospects have, in terms of numbers, has just declined. This is not new. This has gone on for decades now. And he's trying to get it over 750. It's at 723 and some change. He wants to get it over 750. I don't know if that's going to be possible. It takes yeoman's efforts to get those numbers up, and it also would be expensive. I don't know if that would be possible. You know, God bless Dave Bing for trying and doing what he can. As far as Detroit Public School, I just throw my hands up on it. And I say this as someone who attended Detroit Public Schools. It's just, there's so many problems. The emergency financial manager, Robert Bob, is there for the moment. He's there through June, trying to figure out who to put in place there because his contract goes through June, trying to figure out someone else to go in and take it over. It's just big problems there. We could spend the next hour and a half talking and only touch on the problems there.
And you know, Carol, I get the sense that a year ago he was planning on staying there indefinitely because he thought he had made some progress and he really wanted to see this through as far as getting the schools back on the right track after decades of dysfunction. But I think the last 6 months to 9 months have wore him down, and it appears to me he wants to get out of there.
Well, you know, he came in as the emergency financial manager, and though Robert Bob has done some good things in terms of some of the buildings, and he wanted to have control of academics, which the board did not want that. He tried to make a power play for it. The courts beat him down. Now, with the new emergency financial manager powers, he has control of these things. The dynamics that he and the board have changed. He's in the catbird seat. So it's going to be interesting, but he's not going to be here very long. So that's the problem. If he had another year, it might be different, but he is basically term limited, if you will, as far as his time of running Detroit Public Schools and what he can do. It's going to come down to who they bring in next. And, boy, Dave Bing, Rick Snyder, there's going to be a lot more conversation about who goes in there because it is so important. You still have, it's the largest school district in the state. It supplies a large chunk of employees for the entire state, if you will. And the state has inherent problems as far as graduation rates, reading and literacy problems, which still are paramount in the city. Over half are technically literate, and it's a mess. So much more needs to be done, and it's not a matter of pushing dollars and cents at it. It's a matter of changing the equation and dynamics of what matters most, and that's educating young people, which people give lip service to, but there's been so much more battle about the behind-the-scenes control for contracts, things that are just make for good news stories as far as ugly news stories, but not helping the kids in the classroom.
All right, one more question for you, Carol, if I may. What's the Detroit vibe after one quarter of the job that Governor Rick Snyder has done?
You know, it's funny. I was at Dave Bing had his State of the City speech, and where he implored and looked up at Rick Snyder, who was sitting there amongst the about 400 or 500 people there listening to the mayor, saying, "Listen, we need a help. We are having huge problems. We need you to help us and cut us some slack." And I think the budget proposals that he has put forth at this point, again realizing it has to get approved with the legislature, much more will be knocked out through all this stuff, puts Detroit in tough times. Getting rid of some of the brownfield incentives and other things for economic development. And again, I don't think Dave Bing can turn the city around without Rick Snyder and Lockhart. The two gentlemen, both CEOs, are very, they seem to be very friendly. And I know the governor has said over and over again that Detroit matters. In fact, he had his election night, if everyone recalls, his whole thing there in Detroit, which people took that very symbolically, as opposed to in Lansing, where they typically are held. But so there's much more to be said. I know Rick Snyder has his hands full talking about the state with municipalities, schools. And just trying to fill the coffers of the state, which, again, is in big time, has an issue going.
All right. Thanks so much, Carol. Enjoy your week.
Tony, you take care.